The White House Report.
The mayor of Baltimore City, Catherine Pugh, and the new police commissioner of Baltimore City, Daryl D'Souza. Both of you had your hands full. Baltimore is a city that's trying to combat issues of gun violence, correct?
Yeah, we are. I mean, the whole state is. We have, you know, most of these laws get changed at the state level. But, you know, when you think about this country, we just have too many guns on the streets of our cities, even in our rural communities, too many illegal guns in our city. And while we're reducing violence and have been doing so since November, it is still, you know, one life lost is one life too many. And so to be here at the invitation of young people, because we helped to get them here, over nearly 3,000 young people are here from the Baltimore community because they too want their voices to be heard.
And you brought buses.
You know, we were able to raise money privately so the buses could be here.
So private funds helped bring?
Absolutely. All private funds helped to make it happen.
So Commissioner D'Souza, the mayor was saying it's a problem. How do you plan to fix this problem in the short term versus the long term?
Well, that's a very difficult task because the number one thing we're trying to do right now is trying to figure out where these illegal guns are coming into Baltimore City. Every single day, I get emails and I get telephone calls and text messages from command team making me aware of the handgun arrests they're making. All these guns are coming in illegally. It seems like it's two or three gun arrests a day, but the key right now is just putting more resources on the streets to combat the crime and to combat the gun violence. So I'm making a conscious effort to put more patrol on the streets in uniform, very visible, in very strategic locations throughout the city.
And this is not just about schoolhouses. This is about
everywhere. Absolutely not. I mean, when we talk about illegal guns, it's just too many in this nation, period. But, you know, the new technology and things that are out there certainly do help us, you know, in terms of the whole crime fight. But, you know, it is about how we all work together. It's not just policing. It's community engagement. And Baltimoreans are standing up, and that's why these young people are here today, because their voices need to be heard.
Lastly, what's the fix? I mean, everybody's talking about raising the age for these assault military-style weapons. The president's talking about bump stocks. People are present in the NRA are talking
about...
First
of all, this is not 1776, okay? This is 2018. You know, when, you know, rural areas rule the entire nation. Now you have cities and streets and schools and children. And it's a different country from when laws were first put on the books. So, you know, it's about time that we begin to look at, you know, where we were and where we are today. And what it says today is that all of this has to change. There's a reason why America is among one most violent countries in the world. You know, other countries don't have this kind of violence because they don't allow these kinds of weapons on the streets of their cities. In some areas, they don't even allow guns, period. We don't have gun stores in Baltimore City. And that's what the commissioner is saying. You can't buy a gun in Baltimore. You know, so guns are coming into our cities. They're illegal for the most part, and we don't need them. But this country needs to strengthen its laws, background checks, and then figure out why these guns are coming into America.
Anything else? Last word?
Yeah, no, just the same thing the mayor says, April. It's just we got to take a look at the gun laws, and we have to listen to community and see what community wants. It's called co-production policing, you know, and the community wants the same thing that we all want here. It's no violence, no guns, no illegal guns on the streets, period.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.